Absolute, as Martin said, I am Octavio Huyes, a digital publisher from Argentina, and I have now almost 11 years of experience in the book market. 11 years that were full of challenges and also very, very exciting. In the year 2000, I founded with my brother in Buenos Aires, my first publishing house, which was and is still working, and is Libro del Sorsal, a non-fiction publishing house. We, maybe because of some kind of beginner's luck, we had some bestsellers. I don't know how, I don't know why. Three titles that sold more than 20,000 copies, and paradoxically during the Argentinian crisis, so it was very strange. Now, that publishing house has already 300 titles, which are being distributed in Latin America and Spain. But the thing is that in, let's say, 2004, 2005, we started to realize that there was something wrong with the Gutenberg system, especially with the, in terms of distribution, for a country like Argentina. And the same could apply to Latin America and also to Africa and also to some countries in Asia. And that's poor distribution channels. So when you have a country like Argentina, the capital represents almost half of the country. In population, revenue, any variable represents half of the country. So when you print 2,000 copies or 10,000 copies of a book using the offset technology, which is a kind of descendant from Gutenberg's logic, well, you don't get those books being distributed in the rest of the country. So if you live in the Patagonia, in the south of Argentina, it's very unlikely you will get one of our titles because there are no bookstores. Then you have the problem of sold out titles. I print now a book, I print 2,000 copies or 1,000 copies, and in 1 year, I won't find a single of those copies in bookstores. That's the problem of return. And our bestsellers, those bestsellers that I mentioned, were less and less sellers. After our last bestseller, For Our Scale, it was a bestseller, we couldn't reach more than 5,000 copies sold. So there was something very inefficient in the way Gutenberg worked, so to speak, and also something related to the Latin American market that was changing in its very structure. Why? In my view, because the internet was transforming the readers into a very sophisticated group of niches instead of a massive single demand. So if you, in the 90s, you were fond of history, any book of history probably would have been okay for you, but then with the internet, you want something about history of the 19th century in the north of Peru or whatever. That's a very simple way to put it. But the thing is that the demand was being structured in niches. And after a trip, my first trip to London in 2006, when I was the International Publishing Entrepreneur Program of the British Council, I had the opportunity to see lots of technologies being applied to the book industry. And I was quite astonished by that. I came back to Argentina after a few weeks, and I decided to start a new project, Teseo, fully digital, with the idea to overcome those challenges that were affecting our country. And that's how Teseo, my second publishing house, was born. I say it's digital because we sell ebooks, I guess you all know those kind of devices. This is the Sony Reader, I don't recommend it. I just show it in this way, and not this way, because you can see it's broken. So don't buy this one. You can buy ebooks for these devices, or else, and this is much more important in Argentina, print on demand copies. This is very used in Europe or in the US. Well, in Argentina, it's just starting, and we were probably the first to use this in an industrial scale there. So one copy being printed at a time. So the idea behind all this is no stock. My publishing house is just my laptop, or even less, my mobile, or nothing, just a server on the web. And thanks to this system, you can avoid sold-out titles. There are no sold-out titles, because anyone can get what they want in the format they need. And you can reach a global audience. Potentially, you can reach that. So I would say that digital technology, as the thing we are using in the digital publishing house, could be a great way to overcome the typical challenges we face in Latin America, Africa, and some countries of Asia, in order to enable people to have access to contents that they were not able to have access before. But the problem is that we cannot, in my view, we cannot just take the models from the north and implement them as is in our countries. We should learn which are the technologies that we can use, but then do something else according to our reality. So we have to use the infrastructure we have. For example, in Latin America, broadband has quite a high penetration now, at least in Argentina, but not in many countries of Africa or Central America where you can use mobiles. That's something else you can do. It's not necessary to wait until everyone has internet access, because that day may never arrive. So you have to use what is there available. And I would say then that what we need in the southern countries or developing countries is, I would say, three very important things if you want to take advantage of new technology. First of all, experiment with new business models. The business models from Europe and from the US won't work in Latin America. I can tell that the iPad model doesn't work. The iTunes doesn't work. There are many reasons we can discuss later, but simply doesn't work. Then we need a new kind of software, maybe more related to open source software. And finally, we need a new kind of entrepreneur, more committed with society, culture, and education. So that's why, or one of the reasons why, with two colleagues, one from Egypt, Rami Habib, and Arthur Adwell from South Africa, we built this network, Digital Minds Network, which is a group of e-publishers, electronic publishers, from emerging or developing countries, who want to transform the situation of their regions with using technology. And a few months ago, I was hired by the International Alliance of Independent Publishers to make a research on this very issue, and in order to find ways to implement digital technology in as many emerging countries as possible. So, well, I think this is a very, very good way to keep a balance between fairness and business. And, well, that's it. Thank you.